You might remember that last month I began a meditation on Psalm 119 that I said I wanted to stretch out over 3 months. That way we can read and think about the words that are there and then also meditate on several different aspects of Psalm 119. Last time I directed your attention to a common misconception about the relationship between the law and gospel, between faith and obedience. And I showed how Psalm 119 answers that misconception. Today, I want to meditate and focus on the promise of eternal life that comes through Psalm 119. So I'm going to read verses 41 through 88. Verses 41 through 88. Let your mercies come also to me, O Lord, your salvation according to your word. So shall I have an answer for him who reproaches me, for I trust in your word. And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hoped in your ordinances. So shall I keep your law continually, forever and ever, and I will walk at liberty, for I seek your precepts. And I will speak of your testimonies also before kings, and will not be ashamed. And I will delight myself in your commandments, which I love. My hands also I will lift up to your commandments, which I love. And I will meditate on your statutes. Remember the word to your servant, upon which you have caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for your word has given me life. The proud have me in great derision, yet I do not turn aside from your law. I remembered your judgments, O Lord, of old, and have comforted myself. Indignation has taken hold of me because of the wicked who forsake your law. Your statutes have been my song in the house of my pilgrimage. I remember your name in the night, O Lord, and I keep your law. This has become mine because I kept your precepts. You are my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep your words. I entreated your favor with my whole heart. Be merciful to me according to your word. I thought about my ways and turned my feet to your testimonies. I made haste and did not delay to keep your commandments. The cords of the wicked have bound me, but I have not forgotten your law. At midnight I will rise to give thanks to you because of your righteous judgments. I am a companion of all who fear you and of those who keep your precepts. The earth, O Lord, is full of your mercy. Teach me your statutes. You have dealt well with your servant, O Lord, according to your word. Teach me your good judgment and knowledge, for I believe your commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word. You are good and do good. Teach me your statutes. The proud have forged a lie against me, but I will keep your precepts with my whole heart. Their heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in your law. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I may learn your statutes. The law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of coins of gold or silver. Your hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn your commandments. Those who fear you will be glad when they see me, because I have hoped in your word. I know, O Lord, that your judgments are right, and that in faithfulness you have afflicted me. Let, I pray, your merciful kindness be my comfort, according to your word and to your servant. Let your tender mercies come to me that I may live, for your law is my delight. Let the proud be ashamed, for they treated me wrongfully with falsehood. But I will meditate on your precepts. Let those who fear you turn to me, those who know your testimonies. Let my heart be blameless regarding your statutes, that I may not be ashamed. My soul faints for your salvation, but I hope in your word. My eyes fail from searching your word, saying, "When will you comfort me?" For I become like a wineskin in smoke. Yet I do not forsake, forget your statutes? How many are the days of your servant? When will you execute judgment on those who persecute me? The proud have dug pits for me, which is not according to your law. All your commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully. Help me. They also made an end of me on earth, but I did not forsake your precepts. Revive me according to your loving kindness, so that I may keep your testimony, the testimony of your mouth. The psalm goes on. It's a psalm, as I've said, that meditates on God's word and the blessings that we have through them. And today I want to direct your attention to the promise of eternal life. Salvation is by the grace of God, and Psalm 119 declares that. Here again, I find certain misconceptions about the Old Testament, namely that the Old Testament saints didn't have the same promises that we have today after Jesus Christ. But Psalm 119 makes it very clear that the people of God in the Old Testament looked to God's grace and to His mercy for salvation. They had a deep value for God's law, and they understood that obedience was required, but they also understood that their obedience wouldn't save them. They knew they needed mercy. They needed forgiveness and the grace of God. That's the basis of the promise of eternal life that David cites in Psalm 119. They found that in God's word. They found those promises of eternal life in God's word, in His law and His commandments. And that's very striking because today so many people think of law as being restrictive, as taking away life, as being a narrowing type of experience. But that's not what Psalm 119 describes at all. Instead, it says, in your law we find life. It's the type of thing that points us to God's holiness, but more importantly, it points to God's mercy and grace that come in salvation. Here are a couple representative verses. Look at verse 76 and 77. Let your steadfast love comfort me according to your promise. Let your mercy come to me that I may live, for your law is my delight. Steadfast love is related to God's covenant promise to say when He says, I will forgive you. It's that steadfast love that whenever you see that in the psalm, you can think of the promise of eternal life. And mercy is when God doesn't punish you as you deserve. So much like the Israelites, you can find that your trust rests in the promise that God has given salvation. You can find that promise all throughout verses 49 and 50, verse 65, and many others that you can read on your own. It's that promise that this psalm sings of and that we meditate on throughout this month. We can also take it one step further, too. God not only promised salvation, but He also promised a Savior. I want to show you how this comes up in the Old Testament and in Psalm 119. The Old Testament believers were saved the same way you and I are saved. They're saved through Jesus Christ. Now, in the Old Testament, they only knew of Him in a shadowy, promised form. But it was still Jesus that is promised. Whether He's named or not, when God says that He will have mercy on His people, when He says that He will show grace to His people, it's because He said He would send a Messiah. He would send Jesus to die on the cross for your sins. That comes through in a number of places in just this short segment. Verses 81 and 82, David says, my soul faints as I search for salvation. I search your word looking for this. And he says, when will you comfort me? He's longing for that Redeemer. He's longing for Jesus. And then verse 57, he says, you are my portion, O Lord. And in this part of the psalm, I hope that you'll underline that in your Bible, in your Psalter, in your heart. You are my portion, O Lord. For the children, I described it as a portion, as getting a piece of the pie. You know, when your mom makes a pie or a cheesecake and you want a portion of that pie or that cheesecake. And you get your piece and your eyes get big because you see how big of a portion your mom gave you. It's like, oh yeah. Well, look at what this psalm says is your portion because of God's grace. Your portion isn't just a slice of heaven. Your portion is God Himself. Your portion is Christ. That's your salvation. That's your Savior. My portion is the Lord Himself. When you sing Psalm 119 and you rejoice in the declaration of the promise of eternal life, think of Jesus. Think of the portion that God has given you. He's given you Himself. We'll meditate on another aspect of that in the next month, but for this month, think of that promise of eternal life and praise God for His promised salvation and for His promised Savior, Jesus. Let's sing a portion of that. We'll take the next portion, Psalm 119G. Psalm 119G. And as I said, notice those promises of salvation that come up in this portion. I invite you to stand to praise God.